Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's 5 at 5 with Mully and Hall, where we debate the top 5 sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Hall. 5 at 5 with Mully and Hall starts now.
Are you surprised the Bears haven't at least hired a general manager at this point? Does that indicate Ryan Pace was a surprise firing for George, Ted, and company? Did they take themselves by surprise on that one? Are you more amused or depressed by their process? Do you trust it?
Trust the process. I mean, I thought that was like one of the... Is that only in Philadelphia? I think that's one of the buzz phrases in sports. Trust the process. It's super weird that they're moving at the pace they're moving, and now they're finally getting to some second interviews, in-person interviews with some people, and their list, even as their coach list is shrinking, it's actually growing because they're still interviewing people. So I guess it's just weird. I think they had to know. If you're firing a general manager and a coach, you should have your candidates already lined up, right? I mean, you should know already. You shouldn't need to go through 15 different Zoom calls to reinforce what you already had thought. The idea being, if you knew you were firing Ryan Pace, why didn't you have all these candidates lined up? Why wasn't it? I don't know. I mean, listen, they're going to end up with a general manager and with a coach maybe by the end of the week. And I think we're all going to be like, oh, okay. I don't think it's going to be one of these like, wow, can you believe what they did? I think it's more going to be, oh, okay, let's see how this one works. I don't think there's going to be a ton of enthusiasm given the finalists on both sides of the ledger. But for me, I just try to zero in on that idea that you planted in my brain, and thank you for that, that Ryan Pace is gone. And so things are different. So that's what I'm focusing on, the positive, not on the negative.
Yeah. I'm more amused by it all, to be honest with you, than annoyed or depressed. I think when you take a big picture view, I would agree with that. And not just because we talked about it last week, but this is an overall upgrade at both positions. And that's the focus. For me, it's just premature to form conclusions. I understand the tendency to want to do that. I understand the instinct to be cynical about everything the Bears do. But I'm trying to stay objective here and look at some other examples of things they might not be copying, but certainly maybe imitating. You look at the Colts, and I've said that before. It was February 11th when they hired Frank Reich. They may be accidental, but they got that right. They made their early mistakes. He's been a good coach for them. You look at the Buffalo Bills. You know, they hired Sean McDermott in January. Doug Whaley was their general manager at the time. They fired him after the draft that year, Molly, if you remember that. Brandon Bean was hired in May. That was an arranged marriage. You look at the San Francisco 49ers. They're still playing. John Lynch was hired late January of 2017. He hired Kyle Shanahan after the fact. You know how they got together? Kyle Shanahan called John Lynch after Lynch said something nice about him during the playoffs. They struck up a relationship. And that arranged marriage has gone very well, blissfully, if you will, in a football perspective. So you can get it right by having these sort of accidental pairings or arranged football marriages. Not saying it's ideal, but I also don't think that I'm going to jump to conclusions and just assume the Bears are botching this process because it's going on longer than people want it to and because there are more people included than is typical. So I'm amused by it all, down to George McCaskey showing up at O'Hare in jeans and a leather jacket and picking up Ryan Poles to drive back in whatever sedan he is driving this week.
The waiting's the hardest part of everything. We're not just built that way anymore. We used to be much more patient people, and that has gone down the drain. And I do believe that something happened in the last week to 10 days at Halas Hall. I think they intended to have Ryan Pace make this call. I think they knew they were moving on from Matt Nagy, and I believe they knew that back at Thanksgiving. I do. I don't think that report was that erroneous, and I think because it got scooped is the reason that they didn't fire their first head coach midseason for the first time in franchise history. So I think the reason it's taking this long is because they didn't know that they were going to get rid of Ryan Pace. And it goes back to the press conference that we all have tried to put in the rearview mirror, but I'm going to go back to it anyway. You know, George telling us he can't recall when he brought Bill Polian on to start looking closely at his football team. Really? I mean, did you bring him in like week 16? And he was the one that told you, hey, by the way, you know, this Ryan Pace has got to go too? Or was it back before Thanksgiving? Is that when it happened? I mean, that's the part that bothers me still to my core, is that he won't tell us how long Bill Polian's been in his ear.
I'm sure that he could probably just check his parking receipt from O'Hare when he picked up Bill Polian at the airport to tell him when they first.
Now, do you think they've met in person? Do you think Bill's been in the room with the Zooms, or is it like a seven window Zoom with the Bears people and maybe the agent for the coach or GM?
Well, I don't think there's any need for them to all be in the same room. Do you?
I'm just curious. I mean, my point
now
is,
I do.
Has Polian been
well,
here?
Well, now that you got the guy there.
Well, I mean, if you're bringing people in for an in-person interview, I would hope that the entire committee is there.
Yes.
I would like to see how that person performs in front of a crowd of people evaluating his future.
Yes, but
up until that point, no.
Yeah.
And now let's take, I mean, I know this isn't the question. I'm not asking you, but something to think about maybe later on in the show. If we take the three right now supposed GMs that are getting a second crack at this and the three head coaches that are getting a second crack at this, what combination would excite you? Because right now it's kind of like, okay.
That's a pretty good question. Well, I think we got all show to figure
right.
that one
I don't
out
think it fits in 5-5 or pick six. I just think it's like, which one could you sell the best? Which one would go over unlike a you-know-what in church?
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.